Well, I thought we came out with really good energy today. Hopefully going forward, that's what I think we need to do. I told these guys we caused 8 turnovers in the first half, and we haven't done that in a long time. I just think that's a key part of our game, is that within our concept, we got to be very aggressive, and I thought we did that. So, and I think it's a very good offensive basketball team. They can score the ball, they're older. And I thought we did a great job, especially in the second half, really guarding. So why don't you take care of these guys first, all right? That'd be great.
Question for either one of you. How important do you think it would say for you guys to hit those threes to open things up a little bit? Because you both did a couple of threes each.
I think it's pretty important since we're opening up a lot when players close out on us and our big men have more space inside, and we have more space to cut to the basket. I think, I think I did a good job in the first half. I'm only picking up in the second half and the shooting. And I think it helped us a lot throughout the game.
Yeah, just to build off that, once we start hitting shots, it starts creating lanes for pockets and hitting our bigs and getting our bigs involved. So, like, if we start knocking down shots, it just opens up the floor for everybody.
Lonnie, I know you've struggled from the three this season. Do you feel like this is something you can really build off of and just keep going forward?
Yeah, I was just at the beginning of the season, I just struggled a little bit. I got it figured out now. Last 3 or 4 games, I've been feeling it. So it was just a little bump in the road, but today felt really good.
What changed? Was there any urgency in that moment when you sort of went for a couple of them in a row, and then I think you made a steal on defense, and I think you were down 7, and all of a sudden that started like 14-2 run at the time.
Yeah, I was coming off the bench, and I saw we needed a little spark, so I was just going to do whatever it takes to get our team going, whether diving on the floor, making a shot. I just knew I had to do something to get us going because we were lacking energy. But, like, once we did that, our whole team started picking each other up, and we were just playing together, and that's what we need to do.
They kind of did the same thing Harvard did, making you guys defend for the full 35 seconds. You know, how tough was that in the first half, and how did you guys, you know, you responded a lot better in the second half? So what was the difference there?
I think we're getting used to it. I think against Harvard, obviously in the second half, we did a poor job against that pressure, and I think we're starting to know what to do, how to react to it, and I think that's part of our growth right now, that we still have to learn a lot, but I think we're doing a better job right now already.
Did he listen to the question?
I think it was talking about defense. Sorry, but I was gonna say, defensively. Coach is saying the pressure and, like, getting to our man and taking more of a challenge. I think individually we're all getting better at that, and collectively we're picking each other up when someone makes a mistake. So it's just overall our team attitude was changing in that second half.
Lonnie, you talk about you got it figured out. That three you hit with just over 4 minutes left, you were a little further back on that one than normal. Is that a sign that you were feeling good right there when you were a couple steps back?
Well, Coach just tells me if I'm open to shoot it, so I saw a little bit of space and thought I was just going to let it go. I just trusted the jumper.
Were there ever points when games sort of ebbs and flows, but when the lead started to stretch out, or the depth started to stretch out, where you guys sort of got a little worried or had to figure out how to get back into a game and sort of claw out of a hole?
Yeah, I think that's part of our growth, not getting down when teams make their runs, to just stay together and know we're going to find a way to win the game. I think today, once we started going down by around 10, I was starting to get a little worried just because of our body language. But once we got that energy going and that fight that we're not going to lose this game, I think that's what changed the whole outcome.
Did you see a difference in that body language today as opposed to the last game against Harvard?
Yeah, I saw when we were going on a run in the second half, it just felt like everybody on the floor was together. Like, everybody was going to do what needed to be done to get that stop in that possession, not letting your man score, not letting your man go by you. And I think that's just an attitude we got to develop here.
Thanks for the question.
Good job. Good job, man. Good job, Pat.
Can you just follow up on Monty, you know, quote, trusting the jumper? You know, I mean, he busted 2 runs that could have.
Yeah, and I think we anticipated Lonnie doing that a lot more early. I think part of our problem at times on the offense is that we miss open shots, especially from three, from guys like Lonnie, who was a very good shooter. And that's 4 straight games, I think, he made at least 2 and shot basically 40% and above. Like, I think he's got it since he came off the bench. And he's got, you know, he's, to me, he tries so darn hard. I think that was the problem. But making threes, obviously, is a huge part of what we do. Spacing people out and knocking it out. And I think with guys thinking that way, I think it's a big part of what we got to do. Yeah, no doubt. What we've been talking about, and it's hard for you as writers, you're seeing a snapshot of what's going on 24/7 with this program as we rebuild it. And I don't expect you to completely understand, but it's hard to say, but I've been very happy with our progress. I know that's hard for fans and people to see that, but that's not my job, is to worry about them. It's to worry about what I'm seeing daily. I think the big thing is I didn't want them, after that Harvard loss, we wanted that bad, you know, and we worked hard for it. We had 4 days off, and I didn't want to come in and act like, all right, now I'm going to crack the whip. I wanted us to understand what we're doing well and grow on it and what we need to improve on, and let them know that I'm happy with 99% of what's going on in this program. And I think we had those kind of practices. We got to play faster. I thought we played fast tonight. I think we got to get up in the 75 to 80 point range, because we're not going to guard teams at times. We're just not experienced. We're not tough enough. We're not there. But I think we have a sense of how to play the game that can be to our advantage. On that same vein, on the defensive side, if we just, instead of worrying about, I think, as I said before, these guys are so coachable, we probably gave them too much. Like, all right, here, say, go out, try hard, get in a guy a little bit, everybody else will help. And we caused 18 turnovers against a good offensive team, and he shot in the low 40s. It's a pretty good game for us defensively. So I think that's more what you hope to see, and we did it without essentially Ryan and Cliff.
On Ryan, obviously 19 minutes, didn't play much in the second half. Was that your choice, or was that his injury?
You know what? I just thought when we took him out, the rest of the guys really played great. And we finally got on that roll, and I said, why mess with it? You know, Eddie and Andrew did a great job. And it was like six guys I think we went with, and they did a great job. And I thought, you know, why mess with it?
So that's something that Ryan's okay with?
Ryan's okay with anything that we do that helps the team. I'm totally convinced of that. Does he constantly want to be out on the bench? No, like everybody. But as I said, all these guys are just, we just want to get better as a program, and I think he understands what happened today.
Steve, this might be kind of, actually this is kind of a two-part. When Lonnie, you don't want him to hesitate, I understand that, and you're probably happy about that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when he takes that long three, was there any point where you look and go, uh-oh, what's he taking this?
I really wasn't, to be honest. There's other ones. Honestly, he takes ones, he overthinks ones sometimes. I think he's open. Sometimes he kind of, he has to be totally squared up. I think that's great, but I've been telling him, like, there's times where, you know, you're going to be feeling it and you got to let it go. And I thought he got a clear view, even though it was probably, you know, well beyond the NBA range, but he makes those. I think that's an easier shot than for him than one toe on the line with a guy in him. So if he can step back 3 or 4 feet and make it, then that's his role. He needs to think that way.
Joe affected the game pretty much, looked like in all areas tonight, and especially, you know, he takes that hard fall and gets right back up and plays the rest of the game. Yeah. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, he's just an incredible, tough, all-around basketball player. I think he's, you know, without him, I don't know where we'd be, because he handles the ball, defends the best player, five assists, no turnovers, 4 rebounds, and just competes for so long. He's light years ahead of where, to be honest, I thought he would be. I just think when we're good, people will even appreciate him more going forward. No doubt. I know, and we didn't practice the day after. We had to give a day off, and that was probably a good thing, because I had to clear my head. You know, I got to take a step back and understand all the good things that are happening and not, unfortunately, let the scoreboard dictate what you really see every day. And that's essential. And I thought I did, and I went back. We have a lot of good things happen. We're shooting a high percentage. We're out-rebounding our opponents. Our assisted turnover is basically 1-1. We beat our opponents to the foul line. There are stretches in games that are really good and, unfortunately, stretches that are really bad. That's a sign of inexperience in youth and not necessarily a bad thing when you're trying to progress as a program. I want to win every game, but I can't lose my mind and figure out, you know, what's going to be right and wrong for our team the next day. The next day at practice, we went hard. It was upbeat. I challenged them as much as I would if I was, you know, angry. But I think the motivation was we really fired up to play the next game.
All set.
Thanks, guys.
Dennis, still a couple weeks out?
Yeah, I think so. I'm hoping. Yeah, it's still.